Well, good morning everyone again, and welcome to our audio service together. And what amazing days and times that we are living through. Nothing like this, I guess, has ever happened in my long lifetime, and probably yours too. Day by day, nothing remains the same. It seems that everything in life has changed, and that's why I wanted today to remind you that our God, as Psalm 90 says, is from everlasting to everlasting. So if you do have a Bible with you and would like to turn with me to Psalm 90, and I'll just read to you the opening verses and then down to verse 12. Psalm 90 verse 1, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn people back to dust, saying, return to dust, O sons of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by. And then down to verse 12, teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And how very wonderful it is for the Christian to know with absolute certainty that salvation means that our God reigns forevermore, and that there is a higher throne.
Than all this world has known, where faithful ones from every tongue will one day come. Before the sun we'll stand, made faultless through
to
to God our King, who reigns on high forevermore. And that's the theme today in these Our God Is messages. That our God is from everlasting to everlasting. Thank you again for your contacts. I've heard from a number of people, and can't mention them all, but heard from Jeanette, heard again from Martin and Kate, sent me some pictures of a great meal that we're having together. Debbie, Adrian and Emma, and Terry, and Sharon and Rachel, all who are well, and we're grateful for that. And if we had been in church together, we would have been celebrating a birthday with Charles's birthday, and we'd have been having a little sing to him. So happy birthday, Charles, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Charles, happy birthday to you. Hope that hasn't set you back too much, but we celebrate with you a good birthday. Debenhams has gone, I heard last night. Unbelievable. It seems that whenever this crisis ends, there will be many household names that will have closed down and will have gone forever. Things and shops and industries we thought would never go, now gone. And so I suppose it's natural for us at times like this to be asking ourselves, is there anything that's reliable anymore? Is there anything that's forever? And this crisis has shown to us that everything in this universe changes and does eventually end. And so I wonder if there's anything that's not part of this process of beginning and aging and then ending. Is there anything that cannot change? Is there anything that will never end? And the second verse of this psalm speaks to us with the answer. As the psalmist says about God, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you our God. God is eternal, and this eternal God is our God. And if I can put it like this, that our God is unendingly existent. He exists in both directions. And so Psalm 93, just over the page in my Bible, says, your throne, O God, was established long ago. You are from all eternity. God is the one who was and is to come, the Almighty. God's name in itself is the I Am. He always is. He is from everlasting to everlasting. What a comfort to know that God is above all the change and the turmoil of earthly existence. And the rest of Psalm 90 says that is such a contrast to us, that the psalmist says that we are just like dust, verse 3, that we were created from the dust of the earth and we quickly return to the dust. And the fifth verse says, you sweep people away in the sleep of death. They're like the new grass of the morning, though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We're helpless in the face of the force of death. Our lives are described as being like the grass of the field, not like our grass, but Middle Eastern grass that springs up in the cool of evening, but lasts just a day in the sun's scorching heat. Our lives are so short. 10th verse reminds us the length of our days is 70 years or 80, if we have the strength, and yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass, and we fly away. And life is that we experience times of trouble, like the ones we're going through now, times of sorrow. And life so quickly passes away. It reminds me a little bit of those old cassette tapes, some of you will remember, when you pop them into the machine and press the rewind button. It just seems so slow at first, seems as though it would never get to the end. But then it began to speed up. And as it got near the end, it just zoomed along and then suddenly stopped. And isn't life just like that? Right at the beginning, it just seems to go on unending. Nothing ever seems as though it would ever come to an end, but then it begins to speed up. And near the end, it just zooms along. And because life is like that, and life is so short, the psalmist closes his psalm with a prayer to this eternal God. Verse 12, teach us, O Lord, to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. The psalmist is saying to us, we haven't got much time, and it will go very quickly. The time that God has given, has so graciously given us, is not just for our pleasure, not just for ourselves, not just for our comfort. Those things are important, of course. But the psalmist reminds us that God has given us this time, whatever time we have, to gain a heart of godly wisdom. And wisdom in the Bible is described as the fear or the reverence of the Lord. In other words, living for Him, living His way, turning from making life all about our way, to live God's way. And we haven't got much time to get that wisdom. We haven't got much time to make those changes in that self-life that is so dominant for us. Haven't got much time to ask the Lord to help us to become more spirit-driven. And so, verse 13 of this psalm says, relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your people. And so, cry there from the psalmist for God to have mercy, to have compassion on us. I wonder if, like me, you found yourself praying that more and more. With the news that comes from this world, oh Lord, have mercy on us. Have compassion on us. And the psalmist moves in verse 14 to say, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days, to turn our sorrow into joy. And so Psalm 90 speaks this message to us, and surely it should bring us to a sense of our smallness and our helplessness, and the truth that our God is just so different to us. He is a God who is from everlasting to everlasting, no beginning, no end, a God who is above everything, God who is almighty. So we come and humble ourselves before Him. Great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. And I wonder if we will be coming this week to Him to praise Him and thank Him for His greatness, for His faithfulness to us, for His love and His unchanging majesty. There's a chapter there in Isaiah 55 there that tells us to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call on him while he is near. For God says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. There are things that we just don't know. There are things that we can't work out, but we come in trust, we come in faith, we come to our loving, our merciful, our unchanging God, and so make this eternal God our refuge and our strength. This crisis surely has shown us so clearly not to make this world and its things our all, not to make this world our life, our security. We belong to God, and only God is reliable, only God is forever, and only God will hold us and sustain us in and through the changing scenes of this life. And so I turn to my computer screen and click on this closing song that we used last week, that from your comments to me has proved so helpful. Song that reminds us that it's only our God who will hold us fast. And so maybe you with me will pause now just for a moment and thank him and worship him and praise him, that our God is from everlasting to everlasting, and his promise is to hold us, to hold us and to keep us. And as we listen to this time, from the writers of the song themselves, Keith and Christine Getty, we praise God for his loving kindness and his everlasting faithfulness shown to us.
Christ will hold.
Justice has been satisfied. He will hold me fast. Raised with him to endless life. He will hold me fast. Till I faith this turned to sight.
So a closing prayer. Our loving Father, we do thank you that above and beyond all the changing scenes of life that we are going through and experiencing, we come to thank you that there is an eternal God. There is an eternal home for the Christian and a love that is from everlasting to everlasting. Please help us in the coming days to more and more fix our minds and our focus on eternal things. And we ask this and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. So with apologies for the microphone falling over there in the middle of that, hope it didn't surprise you too much. Try better next time. And next time, just to say that we'll be thinking in this Our God Is little series, we will be thinking that our God is always present with us. And we'll be turning to Psalm 139 to help us with that. So thank you again for tuning in and listening. And may God bless you and keep you in the coming days. Amen.